As we continue our series of Shiurim on Lois Tiskoidadu, there are a number of very practical situations where the questions of Lois Tiskoidadu come up. The Shulchan Aruch, an Aruch Chayim, Simen Lamed Aleph, Sif Beis, teaches us. B'chalamoyed Gamkin Osel Aniach Tefillin. The Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that on Chalamoyed, one should not wear tefillin. Metam hazeh ba'atzmai, for the same reason that was mentioned in the previous sif in the Shulchan Aruch, that teaches us that on Shabbos and Yonta we don't wear tefillin. So therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, b'chalamoyed gamkin os l'anich tefillin, metam hazeh ba'atzmai, shimei chalamoyed gamkin ois. Days of chalamoyed are ois as well. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, two explanations bring the Mishnah Berurah why. One is because Pesach, we're not allowed to eat matzah. Sukkot, we have to eat in the Sukkot. That's one line of reasoning. And the other line of reasoning, which we'll discuss soon, is because it's connected that since one may not do melacha on those days, that makes it into an ois. But now, the Rama quotes, Haggah, V'yesh Omrim, she'chalmoyed chai b'tefillin, that one does wear tefillin on chalmoyed. And the Rama says, V'chein noyagin b'chol glilus eilu, l'nicha b'moyed. He says the minig in Ashkenaz was to put on tefillin, and even l'varach aleim, to make a bracha. El she'em v'varach aleim b'chol ram, v'beis ha'knesses. He says, make a bracha, just don't make it out loud. And the minig is that even those that wear tefillin, teach us the Mishnah Berurah, take off the tefillin before Hallel. And the reason the bracha is made quietly is a very interesting question. So, before we discuss this, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Umi sheimenich tefillin chalmoid." If somebody doesn't wear tefillin chalmoid, shemaspal bebeis hamedrash shemenichin tefillin, but he davens in a shul with tefillin, where people do wear tefillin, yesh gam leisel gam ken lenichem beloy bracha, he should wear them without a bracha. V'tzibish, he should put on the tefillin if everybody else is wearing tefillin. V'tzibish nagul aniach tefillin, and if there's a tzibah that wears tefillin, ein lam l'shanas minhagim. Also says the Mishnah Berurah to the subject that we're discussing. Oy kos v'achroinim, day nochem, it's inappropriate. Shebeis haknesses achas, that in one shul, tzosim yunichu tefillin, v'tzosim lo yunichu, some people should wear tefillin, some people should not. But it's interesting to point out that the Mishnah Berurah is not very strong in his opinion. He says, "Ein nochem," it's not right. He doesn't say "osur," he doesn't say "moichin," he says "Ein nochem." In the Mishnah Berurah, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is a little stronger, actually. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Simen Yud, Sif Katan Chaf Hei, says, V'tzrichen lizar, one should be careful, Shemespalim abeis haknesses achat, people who daven all in one shul, lo yiktsosim menichen, v'ktsosim ein menichen. That some people should wear tefillin, and some people should not wear tefillin. Why? Because of the concern of Lois Tiskoidadu. So there's a very lengthy discussion on this entire subject in the Stechemet, in Mareches Cholamoid, Simen Yudalid, Sif Yudalid, Tezvav, and Tezvav about this issue. And it's worth repeating some of the points that he makes. One point that he makes is that the reason, he has a lengthy discussion, why indeed atfila not one of chalamayit. So he clearly wants to connect it to the machlokes rishonim that we discussed when we learned Masechta Moed Katan. If the issa malach and chalamayit is an issa d'oraisa or an issa d'rabbanan. And if the issa malacha on chalamayit is an issa d'oraisa, then chalamayit you can't wear tefillin because chalamayit has an ois. If, however, the issa malacha on chalamayit is an issa d'rabbanan, then chalamayit you should wear tefillin. The only problem with that approach is that we know from Rashi at the beginning of Masechta Moed Katan, the Rashi teaches us that he is of the opinion that Malach and Chalamoid is an Issa Daraisa. And even though Rashi explains that Malach and Chalamoid is an Issa Daraisa, Rashi says in Masechta Sukkah, there's a Rashi in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav Amun Aleph, which says, Hoy Lefon of Mitzvahs Harbe, Lita Lulav, Leisha Besukkah, Alaniach Tefillin. So there's an obvious problem. Here Rashi is saying that the Issa Malach and Chalamoid is an Issa D'oraisa. And the same Rashi is the mandamah that says that what's one of the Malachas that you need, what's one of the things you have to do on Chalamoid is put on Tefillin. But according to Rashi, if the Issa Malach and Chalamoid is an Issa D'oraisa, why would you wear Tefillin? So, the only teretz that he's able to find to this question is from Rav Shlomo Kluger, who, as we know, there's a machlokes throughout Shas if Shabbos v'yontif zman tefillin or Shabbos v'yontif lav zman tefillin. As we just quoted a moment ago, the Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Laman Aleph, Aruch Chaim Sif Aleph, Paskins, that Shabbos v'yontif lav zman tefillin. But there are opinions throughout Shas that hold that Shabbos v'yontif is man tefillin. So according to them, Rashi certainly would say that if on Shabbos v'yontif we wear tefillin, then certainly on Chol Hamoed we need to wear tefillin. And it is according to those opinions that Rashi is explaining the Gemara Masechta Sukkah. The Steichemet also discusses the issue that we just mentioned. If one is wearing tefillin, should he make a bracha or shouldn't he make a bracha? He wants to say that it really is connected to how serious of an aveira a bracha levatola is. If we hold that bracha levatola is a very serious aveira, then a bracha shouldn't be made because maybe there's no obligation to wear tefillin and one wearing tefillin therefore is making a bracha levatola. If, however, one holds that a bracha levatola is only nisad rabbanon or less, that's why we could be a little more lenient and allow tefillin to be a bracha to remain a chol hamoed. And that's why he explains the minhag that we just learned, that even people who make the bracha don't make the bracha out loud. Because even if we'll say that there is an issue, there is or isn't an issue of bracha levatola, certainly answering Amen, which not everybody agrees, but this is what the Steichemet quote, is not as serious of an issue as a bracha levatola, not answering Amen. So therefore, even though by me make, and that's how we see, and I think the way I understand the Steichemet, is just like we Ashkenazim don't make the bracha of our mitzvahs tefillin out loud, because we're not sure if when we put on the tefillin shalosh, because we're not quite certain should we or should we not make that bracha. And therefore, because we have a shayla, we just make the bracha quietly and we say Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Lailah Vod afterwards. I, we're depriving people who could hear the bracha and make it and say an amen. Obviously, that consideration isn't strong enough to make a bracha that maybe you're not obligated to make. Here too explains the Steichemet, because we're not quite sure that we should be putting on the tefillin and making a bracha, so we make the bracha, but we shouldn't make it out loud, even at the risk of people losing the opportunity to say Amen. Furthermore, the Steichemet and the Mishnah Berura says this as well, that even those that wear tefillin should not put on tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam on Chol HaMoed. He's not that clear in understanding why, because the person who holds that you're supposed to wear tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam, those are the tefillin you're supposed to wear. And he holds that on Chol HaMoed you're supposed to wear tefillin. But so says the Steich Emet, and so says the Mishnah Berurah, that on Chol HaMoed, even those that wear tefillin, you don't wear them on Chol HaMoed, so says the Prima Gadim. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, that Gam Koidim HaAnocha, before putting on the tefillin, Yach Shvedatoi, he should have in mind, Im Ani Mechuyev Ani Menichon, if I'm obligated to wear tefillin, I'm putting them on, B'Shem Mitzvah, V'Mlav, and if I'm not obligated to wear these tefillin, Ein Ani Menichon M'Shem Mitzvah, I'm not putting on these tefillin for Chol HaMoed, because explains the Mishnah Berurah, even if we'll hold that Chol HaMoed is not a time that tefillin needs to be worn, if when you're putting them on, you're having in mind that if I'm not obligated to wear them, I should not be yotza mitzvah. What's the concern, says the Mishnah Berurah, of putting on tefillin on Chol HaMoed if one is not obligated to wear those tefillin? The concern is Baal Taisif. But says the Mishnah Berurah, in a situation where I have in mind that if I'm not mechuyev to wear this tefillin, I don't want to be yotza mitzvah with the wearing of this tefillin, that would not be considered a situation about Taisif. The Steich Emet also has a discussion if someone has a minig to wear tefillin, but now he is in a place, he lives in a place or davens in a shul where people don't wear tefillin, or vice versa, what should he do? And it seems that it is the opinion of the Steich Emet that on one hand, he speaks about the importance of following Menhagim. One should always follow Menhagim. But on the other hand, he says that this would not be considered technically a situation of Al Titoish Tairasi Mecha. And if one doesn't wear the tefillin on Chol HaMoed, if one changes his minig because of the community that he lives in, it's okay. But he says, as the most paiskim, that if one is concerned, as we're going to begin discussing a little more now, about what it's going to do, wearing tefillin where everyone else doesn't, or vice versa, so what he should do is he should do what everybody else does, and if his meaning is to wear tefillin, and he's davening in a shul where they don't wear tefillin, he should put on tefillin at home and say Krishma and be yotze, and that would be yotze. But as I said, the Steich Emet has a long discussion about Loisus Goydedu here as well, where in one community, is there a problem of Loisus Goydedu in one shul where some people wearing tefillin and some people not wearing tefillin? And he essentially explains, and he points out, as we did at the beginning of our shir, that it's interesting to note that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't use strong language. The Mishnah Berurah says, Ein anochen, it's inappropriate, it's not proper, but he doesn't say it's osur. And he explains why he believes there's no Issa of life of Skaidadu, opening up much, besides helping us understand this halachic question, it also helps us significantly in our understanding of when there is or when there isn't an Issa of life of Skaidadu, the sugya that we've learned here in Masechta Yevamos. One point he makes is because, as we just discussed, and as is the minig, as the Mishnah Berurah himself said, and the Ramah said, that even those that wear tefillin, even if they make a bracha, some don't make a bracha, and even those that make the bracha quietly. So he takes the following approach. He says the fact that he quotes a Rav Horowitz, who was a Rav in Krakow, Poland, that this was his approach. The fact that people are not acting the way they normally do. Normally, people, of course, make a bracha before they make tefillin. Not only do they make a bracha before they put on tefillin, they make the bracha out loud. The fact that this person didn't do it that way, and he didn't make a bracha, or even he made a bracha, he made the bracha quietly, that is an indication that this person is trying to understand the other side's opinion. And as we've been explaining in our shia, and this is, I think, what he means to say, what is the issue of Lysus Gaidu? The issue of Lysus Gaidu is because we don't want machloikus in Klal Yisrael. When is there machloikus? The definition of machloikus is when everybody is very set in their own way, everybody's only set in their own opinion, and doesn't want to accept the opinion of the other side. This person who's not making the bracha, or is making the bracha quietly, is doing just the opposite. He is showing respect to the other side. And therefore, this is not a concern of Lysus Gaidu. What I took out from this, besides a new understanding in the concept of Lysus Gaidu, I also took out from this two very important points. One point I took out from this was that it's only obvious that this person is trying to avoid machlokes if this is a person who normally makes the bracha out loud, and now comes Chol HaMoed, and he doesn't make the bracha out loud, so he's showing that he wants to avoid machlokes. A. B, as we discussed a few moments ago, now we have a better understanding in the minig of not making a bracha on putting on tefillin, for putting on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. But then, the Steichemet, and actually what I'm saying is all in the Steichemet, but I'm not necessarily following the order how the Steichemet presents it. The Steichemet has a fascinating explanation in the entire issue of Lysus Gaidu. As we've been discussing in our Shiurim, this Machloikus, what is the basis for the Yisra of Lysus Gaidu? There is a machloikus, and is it because of Shtei Tyrus, as Rashi said? Is it because of machloikus, as the Rambam said? And as we explain, the nafkamina between these approaches is, does Lysus Gaidu only apply to Isurim? That's if we say that the concern is Shtei Tyrus. Or does Lysus Gaidu also apply to Menhagim? And that's if we say that Lysus Gaidu is because of, if we say because of Shtei Tyrus, it applies only to Isurim. If it applies to, because of Machlokes, it even applies to Menhagim. So the way we've always explained is that according to the Rambam, who is concerned with Machlokes, not only does Lysus Gaidu apply by Isurim, but it also applies by Menhagim. But the way we've always explained, it's not to mean that the Rambam holds that it only applies by Menhagim. It certainly applies by Isurim, but the Rambam takes it one step further and feels that it even applies by Menhagim as well. But says the Steichemet, let's look in to the words of the Rambam. The words of the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perik Shneim Osar Haloch Yudalad. Ubechlal HaZorah, Shloye Shnei Batei Dinim Bir Achas, Ze Noi Kaminig Ze, Ve Noi Kaminig Acher. One should follow one minig, and one should follow another minig. Shadav Ze Garam Machloikus Gedoilus, that could create Machloikus, Shneim Loisus Gaidu, Shneim Loisus Gaidu, Loisasu Agudus Agudus. So besides the question which we discussed in previous Shurim, why is the Rambam passing like Abaya, not like Rava? There's another question, and that is, the Rambam only speaks about Lysus Gaidu by Menhagim. The Rambam doesn't speak about Lysus Gaidu by Isurim. And the way we've been learning, if Lysus Gaidu applies by Menhagim, it certainly applies by Isurim. So why is the Rambam only speaking about Menhagim, not Isurim? So the Steichemet wants to say a chiddush. He wants to say that Lysus Gaidu only applies by Menhagim. It doesn't apply by Isurim. Because we can't have a situation where I hold that I'm obligated to do something, where I hold that that's the halacha, and because of Lysus Gaidu, I should give up on what I hold is the halacha. certainly, the halacha takes precedence. The halacha, as I see the halacha is supposed to be, takes precedence. And therefore, only in a situation of minhagim, where it's not absolute halacha, that is where Loisus Gaidu says the Rambam is applicable, but not in a situation where it's what I believe the halacha absolutely requires. If that's the case, if I believe that in Chol HaMoed, the chiyuv of wearing, there's a chiyuv to wear tefillin, and I can't, because of Lois, I can't and shouldn't, because of Lois Tiskaidu, not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. A whole new understanding of Lois Tiskaidu. It comes out that Lois Tiskaidu is only by Menhagim, according to the Rambam. By Yisurim, Lois Tiskaidu doesn't have that power. It's certainly, obviously, also connected to another issue that we've discussed in our previous year, in our previous shiurim, and that is if Lois Tiskaidu is an Issa D'Raisa, or Lois Tiskaidu is an Issa D'Rabbanan, a subject that the Stechemid also touches upon. And if we hold that Lois Tiskaidu is an Issa D'Raisa, again, the opinion, Lois Tiskaidu is a D'Rabbanan, the opinion that one could have in one shul, some people wearing tefillin and some people not wearing tefillin, is much understandable, because the Issa D'Rabban of Lois Tiskaidu cannot override the Chiv D'Raisa of wearing tefillin. There's a tshuva also about this issue in the Shiles of Tshuvas Marsham, Chelek Gimel Simen Shin Nun Tes. It's at the end of that tshuva. He himself says that he has a long tshuva about this subject that he's not publishing, but he says that he says a new chiddush in the halacha of Lois Tiskaidu. He says that Lois Tiskaidu is only applicable where both opinions are not, where there's an opinion that's being followed in halacha, and the other side, and the other opinion is really not an opinion that's known in halacha, and somebody's going to follow that opinion. So here we have a concern of Lois Tiskaidu. Everybody's doing one thing. How have you come up with another opinion which is not known to this community? However, he says, whenever we have a question, and I saw many Paiskim, and I saw other Paiskim follow this approach of the Marsham as well. When we have a situation that there is a Machlaikus, and everyone is aware of the two opinions in this Machlaikus, there are different Menhagim. We just read at the beginning of this year, the Shulchan Aruch has one opinion regarding this question, the Ramah has another opinion on this question. When we have such a situation where both opinions are well known, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. And following your opinion doesn't mean that we have here a situation of Lois Tiskaidu. And therefore, he paskins very clearly that in one shul, you could have people wearing tefillin and not wearing tefillin at the same time.